It's not always easy to bow our heads and admit our faults, is it? But today's story about Padre Pio and Lucifer will remind you that humility is the key to receiving God's mercy. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's begin this spiritual journey together. Now on to today's story. Today's story recounts an astonishing moment in Padre Pio's life. One that speaks to the mysterious encounters he had with the devil, even in the confessional, surrounded by many people. The account comes from José María Zavala's book, Padre Pio, The Unknown Miracles of the Saint with the Stigmata. And let me tell you, this story will leave you pondering the reality of God's mercy and the tragic pride of those who reject it. Listen to this. One day, as on most days, Padre Pio was hearing confessions in the convent church of San Giovanni Rotondo. As usual, an endless line of people waited for their turn. Among those in the church was Pierino Galeone, one of Padre Pio's spiritual sons. And he witnessed something very unusual. In his own words, "I was standing by the door leading to the sacristy. Suddenly, I saw a tall and robust man in an elegant pinstripe suit. Actually, the first thing I noticed was his pants, which seemed to move in the air as if they were clothes flapping in the wind." So, obviously, something truly bizarre was happening. He continues, "Padre Pio was sitting in the confessional while this individual kept entering and exiting the space. I watched him with a smile, but he remained completely still. Meanwhile, a deep voice within me kept urging, 'Look at this man, look at this man, look at this man.' I tried to see which of us would lower our gaze first. But eventually, I had to admit something strange was happening. 'What kind of being is this man?' I thought. I lowered my eyes and continued praying. But here's where it gets even more extraordinary. Suddenly, the man transformed into an enormous being and vanished like a flash of lightning surrounded by a cloud of smoke. I looked at the confessional and realized Padre Pio was no longer there. In his place sat Jesus. Padre Pio was above, seemingly taken away. Shortly after, I saw him descend again while Jesus enveloped him. Then, as if nothing had happened, Padre Pio resumed hearing confessions." But before we continue with our story, in these challenging times, many of us seek peace, clarity, and renewed faith. By joining the Protected Child of Padre Pio program, you invite Saint Padre Pio's powerful intercession into your life through our Following Padre Pio apostolate. Padre Pio, a saint who truly understands our modern struggles, offers healing, guidance, and encouragement. His mission is to comfort troubled hearts, and by becoming a part of this program, you open yourself to his blessings and support. As a protected child of Padre Pio, you'll benefit spiritually through regular holy masses offered for your intentions, a deeper connection to Padre Pio's legacy, and a community united in prayer. You'll also receive meaningful gifts, like a personalized certificate, a photo of Padre Pio, his favorite prayer booklet, and access to exclusive resources, all reminders of His presence in your life. Your support helps us continue Padre Pio's mission and ensures daily prayers and blessings are offered for you. Take this step today to welcome His grace and guidance. Simply click the link below to set up your monthly gift and experience Padre Pio's powerful intercession in your life. Now, a year later, Padre Pio shared a story in the presence of Pierino Galeone, one that seemed awfully familiar. Padre Pio described a priest who had encountered a man in a pinstripe suit in the confessional. When the priest asked the man, "Are you not going to kneel?" he received an unusual answer. "I can't," the man replied firmly. Believing the man might be hindered by some ailment, the priest encouraged him to begin confessing his sins. What follows was an avalanche of offenses, so many that it seemed as if he bore within himself all the sins of the world. At last, the priest instructed him to bow his head to receive absolution. But once again, the man replied firmly, "I can't." The priest, baffled, asked sharply, "But when you put on your pants in the morning, don't you bow your head then?" That's when the man revealed his true identity. "I am Lucifer, and in my kingdom no one bows." And with that, he vanished. Padre Pio then drew the following moral. In hell, absolutely no one bows before God. It is not that God doesn't want to forgive. The Lord's mercy is infinite. Rather, it's they who lack repentance. Pierino Galeone recalled what happened next. Padre Pio stood up from his seat. "At the threshold, I asked him, 'Father, was that priest you?' He replied that it wasn't. I insisted, 'Father, I was there and saw the man in pinstripe pants disappear.' He denied it again, but eventually admitted, 'Well, that also happened to me. But I didn't lie because I had read it happen to another priest.'" End of story. Now, wasn't this a profound glimpse into the unrelenting pride of fallen angels? As Catholics, we are reminded that God's mercy is always available, no matter how grave our sins are. But the first step is ours to take: repentance. Lucifer's pride serves as a stark warning. Humility is the key to opening the door of God's forgiveness. As Saint Augustine once said, "God created us without us, but He will not save us without us." Thank you so much for watching, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.